The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, it's not unusual for on this day, on the Feast of the Holy Trinity, not to have a sermon or a homily, because a lot of priests say, "Well, as you know, the Holy Trinity is a mystery, and I can't explain that to you, so cheers." Well, that might have been true, actually, a long time ago. But nowadays, because of science and because of our concept, hopefully, of God, God is revealing himself all the time. And if you go back maybe 30, 40 years, our knowledge of God was very little, and I'm very aware of that in myself, that when I left the seminary, I knew nothing about God. To me, he was, a white old man up there in the sky, watching over me, trying to catch me out in something. And there was no kind of warmth, if you know what I mean, between us and God. He was a monarchical God, up there somewhere. And sadly to say, that's the image a lot of people even today have of God. Somebody up there. And it's a totally wrong idea. So now we are way advanced advanced, put it that way, in our knowledge of God. And I don't know if you've ever thought, but it's very true, we are baby Christians. So by that I mean, can you imagine 1,000 years' time or 10,000 years' time, people will look back, those who are Christians or believe in God, will look back on us as, we didn't know anything. We didn't know anything. And in our own short lives, some of you are old enough, when you were young, you could never imagine anybody, for example, going to the moon. You could never, you certainly could never, you probably never heard of the planet Mars. And now, from very near here, they've sent a rocket and an exploratory ship up to Mars. And we almost take all these things now as normal. And so see how we have advanced. And also, if you go back in time, not very long ago, religion or theology and science were diametrically opposed. Science contradicted, we thought, everything about religion. Nowadays, they're coming closer and closer all the time. And so, I'll give you a couple of examples of that. How do we describe the Trinity? And a good way of describing the Trinity is a dance. It's a circle dance, a dance of pure love. It's a water wheel of pure love. So we have the Father emptying himself of love to the Son, and the Son emptying himself of love to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit emptying himself. Well, I shouldn't say himself, because God is not just. Why did we always think God was male? Because he's neither male nor female. I think God is more female, because Jesus had that lovely phrase, Abba, calling God. God is very close to God. God is full of love. And he's male and female. He's the perfection. He's everything that is male and he's everything that is female. So we have this lovely water wheel of love, this circle of dance. And that love is also involves us, that each one of you here today, whether you believe it or not, you are a beloved child of God. Now, it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, you are. You don't have to believe it. You are. You are. And if you don't believe that, well, that's sad. And there's not a thing you can do, I've said to you before, to stop God loving you one bit much, or to make him love you one bit more. So it's a lovely circle, water wheel of love. I mean, and so science, how do science and religion agree today? Well, take everything, the building block of the whole universe is the atom. And the atom comprises of three particles. There's the proton, electron, and neutron. And it's the relationship between them that gives them energy. So God is not a static thing, but God is energetic. He's dynamic. And so that's the way we reflect God's love. And we reflect God when we are too, not static, you know, just, but when we are, our live our lives in a dynamic way by putting our best into every day and living. Somebody way back, I think the year 252, a man called Irenaeus said, the glory of God is a life fully lived. And we are never as near to God as when we are putting our best into every day and we're living it to the best of our ability, rather than, you know, getting out of bed in the morning, good God, another day, what the hell am I going to do about this now? And, you know, and all my aches and my pains and my back and so on. Well, if you get up like that, that's the way you're going to go on. You know, I leapt out of bed this morning at 5:30, the middle of the night. But look, I'm good, great, yeah, 81 and still going strong, and and full of joy, because I accept God's love in my life. And God, whether you believe it or not, has a lovely plan for all of us. So whatever happens in your life, when you meet your troubles, which we all do, and you have your pains and you have your disappointments, it's all part of God's beautiful plan. And God never lets anything go to waste. I keep saying that to you because it's so, so important. And so you have this lovely example of the atom continually, the proton, neutron, electron, continually in orbit, and that gives it its energy. And that's the building block of the whole planet of the universe. And everything is still evolving, and the universe is all the time increasing. So God didn't finish creation on the seventh day. He's still evolving. And that's another thing we were taught not to mention when going back 50 years ago, evolution. But it is a fact of life. And I accept that totally. And it's wonderful to think that God is right here. God is in everything. He is not up there. St. Francis of Assisi, whenever he prayed to God, he never said, "Oh God, help me." He looked down at his feet. So God is down here. God is beside you. God is right there, sitting in the person next to you, full of love. And finally, if you want to put that in, this morning there was a couple at Mass, and they had a little baby. And I said, there's a beautiful example of the Trinity. You had Dad, you had Mom, and you had the little one. And so Dad loved Mom, Mom loves Dad, and their love generated the third little one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's a beautiful way of looking at it. And we have a lovely couple sitting here on my left too today who are 50 years married. 50 years married yesterday. Congratulations. And yeah. Well, if they are 50 years married, your mum and dad must be 100 years married and still going strong. But if you look at the two of them who are 50 years married, he must have snatched her out of the cradle. And he doesn't have a black hair on his head. So I don't know, there's some secret to it. And the secret is what? Love. 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 And that's beautiful. And that's what life is all about. And just as the Trinity is all about relationships, our life is all about relationships. Accepting love and sharing it. Receiving and giving. That's the Trinity. Receiving and giving. Accepting and sharing. So now if you stand, we will...